Thank you very much. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, dear colleagues, it's such a great pleasure to be with you here today and to welcome you to the 20th session of the Intergovernmental Working Group on the Effective Implementation of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. Throughout the past year, OHCHR has remained fully engaged in the fight against racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. We will continue to work on all fronts, supporting both domestic and international actions. On the 28th of March, the Human Rights Council celebrated the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination with a panel discussion that focused on voices for action against racism. In her opening statement at that event, the High Commissioner at that time, Michelle Bachelet, noted that, despite considerable efforts and progress, quote, millions of people, including Africans and people of African descent, Asians and people of Asian descent, indigenous peoples, migrants, and national, ethnic, and linguistic minorities continue to be confronted by racism, racial discrimination, inequality, and exclusion. She underlined that the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, the UN's blueprint to combat racism globally, remains the most relevant and more relevant than ever to guide us in the fight against racism. In 18 July this year, Mandela Day, OHCHR launched a two-year, much anticipated, I think, campaign entitled Learn, Speak Up, Act to raise global awareness on equality and racial discrimination. Racial justice and tolerance, and to inspire people to mobilize for concrete action to fight racism, discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. To commemorate the International Day for People of African Descent on 31 August, OHCHR teamed up with radio stations and podcasters across the globe. Programs and podcasts in Brazil, Honduras, Jamaica, Lebanon, Senegal, and Switzerland, to name a few, highlighted the heritage of people of African descent and discussed systemic racism, how it continues to manifest, and why it remains so deeply rooted in our societies. Last week, the Acting High Commissioner presented a follow-up report on the promotion and protection of the human rights and fundamental freedoms of Africans and of people of African descent against excessive use of force and other human rights violations by law enforcement officers. The report set out promising initiatives in different countries, including measures to recognize and seek to address racism beyond the sum of individual acts and begin to address past legacies. The report concluded, however, that for the most part, these efforts remain piecemeal and fall short of comprehensive, evidence-based approaches that address systemic racism, including structural and institutional factors in state institutions, the private sector, and societal structures across multiple interconnected areas. In her statement, the Acting High Commissioner called on states to demonstrate greater political will to accelerate action, in particular, towards the implementation of key recommendations made in the Office's agenda towards transformative change for racial justice and equality. The global response to the concerns of people of African descent has been sporadic and insufficient. Throughout the years, people of African descent have worked tirelessly to change the situation and to make their voices heard. At the international level, their advocacy led to the proclamation of the International Decade for the People of African Descent and the adoption of a program of activities for its implementation by the General Assembly. The Permanent Forum of People of African Descent, whose establishment was first decided in the program activities for the implementation of the International Decade, will hold its first session in Geneva from 5 to 8 December. This will be a historic moment, and we encourage all of you to participate in this event at the Palais des Nations en masse in this groundbreaking moment. I also call on all stakeholders to provide without delay and with priority the financial support needed and the political will to behind it for this 10-expert body to fully live up to the legitimate expectations of millions of people of African descent around the world. In another development stemming from the Program of Activities of the International Decade, I am very glad to see that in line with the General Assembly Resolution 76-226, the Intergovernmental Working Group is devoting over half its 20th session to the elaboration of a draft United Nations Declaration on the promotion and full respect of the human rights of people of African descent. We would like very much to thank Her Excellency, Madame Marwa Kazina, Ambassador of the Republic of Rwanda and Chair Rapporteur of the Intergovernmental Working Group for her leadership and for the preparatory document for the draft declaration on the promotion and respect of human rights of people of African descent presented to the working group for discussion. I also wish to thank all shareholders and stakeholders who contributed to the elaboration of this preparatory document, in particular, the Working Group of Experts on People of African Descent and the Permanent Forum of People of African Descent. A United Nations Declaration on the Human Rights of People of African Descent would provide a global framework to address the systemic nature of racism that affects the lives of millions of people of African descent around the world. Such a declaration would contribute to confronting and redressing past violations and injustices and their present consequences more effectively by encouraging concrete action. A comprehensive United Nations Declaration on the Human Rights of People of African Descent would constitute crucial guidance for building equal and just societies for people of African descent. By contributing to enhancing racial equality and justice for people of African descent, it would also strengthen the rule of law, democracy, peace, and development more generally, benefiting societies as a whole. The anti-racism agenda belongs to all of us, and achieving human dignity and equality is our collective duty. Without further delay, I would like then to open this 20th session of the Intergovernmental Working Group. I wish you fruitful discussions and look forward to your recommendations. Thank you.